Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And the costs on to consumers.
Langer's Deli has been an institution here in L.A. since 1947. And now with the growing burden of egg prices, Langer's Deli says it has no choice but to add a 50-cent per egg surcharge onto all orders. At another famous L.A. deli, Cantor's, they've seen their bill for eggs go from paying $5,000 a month to now $23,000 a month for eggs.
Yeah, for pretty much the same product, for the same amount of eggs.
Other restaurants like Waffle House are also now adding egg surcharges to bills. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Shakira says she'll be on stage tonight in Lima, Peru. The Colombian superstar resuming her world tour after canceling last night after a stomach ailment. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There is a cold weather advisory from 9 this evening through 10 tomorrow morning, with wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below zero. Clear and cold tonight with 30 below wind chills, low 13 below, winds northwest 10 to 20. Still blustery tomorrow with some sun, wind chills around 10 below, with a high of 9 and winds northwest 10 to 15. Frigid tomorrow night will feel as cold as 20 below, with a low of 7 below and winds northwest 5 to 10. And still chilly on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 11. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour, recreating a wind chill of 17 below. And our current temperature, according to the Wirtz Lorne Home thermometer, is 6 below zero. And because of that advisory that is out and all these cold temperatures that we have, we have another addition to our 2-hour delays for tomorrow. Richland School District just called in that they're under a 2-hour delay tomorrow. That includes St. Mary's and Eagle, and there will be no AM early childhood. So here's the list as it goes for delays so far for tomorrow. 2-hour delays for tomorrow. That includes Lafarge District, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Hillsborough, and Richland School District, including St. Mary's and Eagle, and there will be no AM early childhood in the Richland School District for tomorrow.
100.9 WRCO.
One more last chance before you see me through. happen to the days when you could turn your radio on and you just knew who was singing that song. Like Patsy Cline and Conway Twitty, where it's alright to be little bitty. Life was hard for cowboys like us. I was 4 years old in Dad's old Chevy. Turn the key, the radio ready, and I knew every word to every song. And Dad just smiled as I sang along. 'Cause they sang about real life, the struggles and hard times, broken hearts and old guitars. Paint a picture in my mind, takes me back to the good old days. That's just the way I was raised, and there ain't no other place that I belong. Yeah, that's my life in a country song. Well, I still got that two-tone Chevy Dad gave me when I was ready. Now I live those songs on the radio.
Was Conway Turley with Life in a Country Song on Country and Community at 7:09. Our temperature is 6 below 0. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 16 below. And we do have that cold weather advisory from 9 tonight until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And as a result of that, we have some delays for tomorrow, two-hour delays. And they're coming in rapidly. So I'll have a rundown. These schools will have a two-hour delay tomorrow. Lafarge, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Riverdale, and Richland. And Richland includes St. Mary's and Eagles, and there will be no AM early childhood. So be sure to keep it tuned to WRCO. We'll have updates as they come in of any more delays or cancellations. And you can also find them online at WRCO.com and on the WRCO Radio Facebook page. Coming up next, Jason Kirkness with What's Wrong With Me, and then we'll have high school basketball.
Sometimes I swear too much, say things that I don't mean, emotionally out of touch. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I close the bar, have one too many drinks, and I don't make it to church. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? sometimes I make her cry. Forget all those little things, I really don't know why.
Everyone, and welcome to High School Sports on the Radio. For a Monday night, we have a non-conference game, a good matchup of area schools featuring the Boscobel Bulldogs at the Richland Center Hornets in area girls basketball. A preview of the game, a look at other area games going on as well, coming up during the Betesnik Power Sports pregame show.
This is Garrett with Betesnik Power Sports. You're invited to our boat show this Thursday through Saturday. We have a huge heated showroom packed full of 24 and 25 inventory. Boats by Tracker, Ranger, Sun Tracker, Regency, Nitro, and Tahoe. With promos like a 7-year warranty on Mercury outboards, discounts up to $10,000, and more. We hope to see you at our in-house boat show at Betesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your authorized Tracker Boats dealer.
Betesnik Power Sports.
The area boys basketball schedule tonight features Lafarge at Royal. It's Kickapoo at Seneca, Bangor at Black River Falls. Also, Ithaca travels to Cashton, Cassville at Riverdale, Dodgeville at Darlington, Platteville at Mineral Point, Boscobel at River Valley, and North Crawford is at Weston for a makeup game. In area girls basketball, Wazika Steuben is at Viroqua. Also in the area tonight, a light dusting of girls games. They include Westby at Mauston. And coming up on WRCO, Boscobel at Richland Center. Eric Kinney is the head coach of the Boscobel girls team. Earlier this season, he spoke about the team, and it's an up-and-coming squad, he says.
Yeah, we've been doing some things well. It's just we're a pretty young team. We have a few seniors right now, so it's we knew graduating the girls that we graduated last year that we'd have some growing pains going forward with the season. But, yeah, we're progressing, and some nice things are happening with our younger kids right now.
Who do you look at as Boscobel's leaders, Eric?
Kenna Wallen is our senior that comes back, and we have some good juniors, a pretty solid junior class. Aubrey Seat, Maya Bowmeister, and a couple really good for our correction sophomores that have been playing for us right now. Kylie Johnson's having a really nice year for us, and Avery Updike's playing some good basketball for us right now, too.
Eric Kinney, Boscobel girls basketball coach. We'll talk to Jeremy Cooey, Richland Center girls coach, when our pregame show continues.
Wagner Auto Service is proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all at Wagner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wagner Towing and Auto is available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wagner Auto. Call 647-3443.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. Julie Karen State Farm will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Richland Center girls coach Jeremy Cooey joins us. Jeremy, I haven't had a chance to talk to you after your win last week, but what was that feeling like when the team got over the top against Viroqua?
It was a great feeling. I just felt happy for the girls. They finally came together and played, you know, the entire game like we knew they've been capable of all year. So it was good to see them put together the game and not give up when they were down and to fight back and to take that game in overtime.
Now, you overcame some tough obstacles, too. You know, you were down by 12, I believe, and you got into a little foul trouble, and it was really a team effort, wasn't it?
It was. That was the one thing, is they continued to fight. And as we've talked all year, that's been kind of the message, is then we got to continue to fight in every game that we have. And they did that, and we're able to see the results when you do.
And Kylie Burns' free throws, that'll be talked about for a long time. That's pretty amazing there, those three free throws in overtime, wasn't it?
I was glad she was shooting them and not me, to be perfectly honest with you. But, you know, it was kind of funny. I said I wouldn't have wanted anyone else shooting the free throws, because the day before, I mean, she knocked down 8 out of 10 to finish practice. So I don't know if it was coincidence or karma, but we had the right person on the line that night.
Yeah, the game with Platteville on Friday night, and they are the real deal in the conference, aren't they?
They are. They're just top to bottom. They're stacked up pretty well, and those girls play together, and you can see they've been playing together for a long time. So, you know, ran into a little hurdle there on Friday, but we're excited to get back after it tonight.
How was your trip home on Friday night?
Actually, Friday, the trip home was fine. The trip there was a little snowy. So, believe it or not, the roads weren't too bad on the way home for us. So,
that's interesting.
Thankful for that.
How's the team health-wise as you get into a new week here, Jeremy?
Health-wise, we're gonna be down one so far for tonight and tomorrow. But outside of that, you know, we'll have everybody else. So just, you know, short one player. So we'll see what happens.
Sounds good. And your JV has been making improvements too, haven't they?
They have. They get things going, and we get things coming together. And, you know, I take that back. We're down one on JV tonight as well. So girls are going to be out there busting their butts with six on the bench, and but I'm pretty sure that they're going to go out there and they're going to fight and they're going to get the job done tonight as well.
All right. Well, and more from Jeremy in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Jeremy Cooey, Richland Center Girls Coach, is our guest. Jeremy, as you look at Boscobel, what have you been able to see on their scouting report?
It's nice, again, going back to the days of having everything on YouTube and huddle. We expect them to come out and play zone defense against us, and they're a good physical team, but we have a pretty good game plan set up and ready to go.
Yeah, you come back and play them on a Monday night. Is that tough to do?
I hope not. This is a makeup game, but it's should be a pretty fun night. We got Pep Band's going to be there. We're also doing youth night. We're having our kindergarten to third grade girls that the varsity players work with on Saturday mornings during the basketball season. So they're going to come out and help us cheer the girls on tonight and get on the court, and they'll get to play a little bit at halftime for the fans. So it should be a nice, fun evening of basketball.
I know that your girls have done that for a long time, but those young ones look up to the varsity girls like they're big heroes, don't they?
They do. It's fun when, you know, I get to sit there and watch it happen all on Saturdays. We go out and I just kind of coordinate it, but we got the varsity girls working with the younger girls, and it is kind of cool when they hear some of the girls that were able to make it to a game here and there, and they'd come in on Saturday and say, "I saw you play last night," and it's just cool for them to see.
And I think about your three seniors that play, certainly, you know, they may not know it now, but their legacy, they got that win the other night, and, you know, the program kind of turning the other way and helping with the youth. It's going to pay dividends down the road, I think, isn't it?
That's what we're shooting for. We're looking to kind of get the program rebuilt here. So we got a solid schedule for this week, so we're excited about the games and the matchups that we have. And you know, we had our senior night last week, and we got the first win on senior night, and that was exciting. But tonight, I haven't lost sight of the fact that this is going to be the last home game for those three ladies as well. So we got a little extra, you know, drive and a little extra reason to come out and get this win tonight.
Don't want to make you look ahead too much, but the pairings did come out for next week's WIAA playoffs. And how'd you think of the draw?
We'll take it. it's one of those. I mean, we don't really have a lot of control over it anymore. It's pretty much up to the computer. So, you know, we'll have ourselves a nice long bus ride to get down to Broadhead and just kind of see what happens. We got a couple girls that kind of lead the team for them, lead the way. So we'll just have to make sure that we can do our best to isolate and defend those two and see how the rest of the team does.
The exciting thing with tournament time is the fact that you just get to play another game together. Isn't that right?
Yep. And again, getting to jump on the bus and spend we're going to have, you know, afternoon and the evening together and just kind of have that time. And, you know, hopefully the girls relish it and say, you know, let's go play the game. Let's go play hard and leave it all out there and see what happens.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks a lot for joining us today. And looking at Boscobel again, what are the keys that the Hornets are going to get a win tonight?
We just need to execute. That's our key is when we go out there and we execute for the full game like we did last week, I mean, that's when we're going to get the win. So we're just going to go out there. We're going to play hard on both ends and get the ball moving up down the court and come out with a win tonight.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy, and good luck as you get ready for basketball tonight.
Thanks, Phil.
Jeremy Cooey, Richland Center girls basketball coach on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's area girls basketball matchup. The Richland Center Hornets, the host school, and Boscobel's Bulldogs, the visiting school. Boscobel coached by Eric Kinney. They come in with a record of 3-18. And on the other side for Richland Center, 1-21. Their first win in a long time came last week in the overtime victory against Viroqua. Good to have the band here as always. They're doing a bang-up job. And lots of youth players as well lining the gym. They'll get to line up for the national anthem with the players. And they'll also get to be out there and form a tunnel when the starters introduced. And plus, the youth players get to play at halftime tonight and do some scrimmaging as well. Boscobel coming in with Kylie Johnson, their leading scorer. Just over 8 per ball game. Kenna Wallen averaging 7. Maya Bomeister averaging nearly 6 a game. Addison Rounds, the team's leading rebounder, averaging just over 5. Kylie Johnson averaging around 5. And assist person leading the way is Maya Bomeister, 2.5. And Aubrey Seep, 2.5 assists per ball game. Hornets will be playing without one of their starters, Ella Weiss, a sophomore, who is out because of injury for tonight's contest. So Richland Center's starting lineup will be just a little bit different for tonight's game. A couple of unfortunate injuries for the team on both varsity and JV. Speaking of JV, the Richland Center junior varsity did get the win tonight, 39-25. So the Hornets get the early win, varsity action right around the bend. Next up, our national anthem as we honor America prior to tonight's high school girls basketball game from WRCO Radio Sports.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
High school pep band prior to action tonight between the Bulldogs and the Hornets. Here are the starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the visiting Boscobel Bulldogs. Number 3, Aubrey Seep, who is a junior. Number 4, Avery Updike, who is a sophomore. Number 10, Maya Bomeister, a junior. Number 15, Kenna Wallen, who is a senior. And number 20, Kylie Johnson, a sophomore. For the Richland Center Hornets tonight, starting will be number 12, Kylie Burns, a sophomore. Number 15, Reagan Shep, a freshman. Number 20, freshman J.C. Gander. Number 23, senior Carly Meaden. And number 35, junior Jory Schultz. Tip-off time is coming up next from WRCO Radio Sports.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
The The place is rocking tonight here. The Richland Center High School pep band in the direction of Jeff Behrens. And the drum section putting out a beat here as we get set to jump center. And it's Kylie Burns jumping center against Aubrey Seep. The Hornets win the jump. And now they'll take it off to the right side and set it up. On the drive to the far side, Jory Schultz stops now, top of the key. Gives it to Carly Meaden on the left wing. Meaden on a drive, hands off now to Kylie Burns. Burns in the lane, backs in, nothing, throws it back to Gander. Hornets set it up, Boscobel matching up person to person. Burns moves right side, throws to the wing, and didn't quite make connection. It's out of bounds. Boscobel with a basketball, and the Bulldogs take it back the other way. Boscobel in the red with white lettering. Hornets in the white with the orange lettering. Hornets tip it away. Meaden almost got a steal, but it is out of bounds here on the near side. Officiating crew, Brian Elvin, Daryl Clark, and Max Gunlock for tonight's non-conference game. Pass comes in play. Seep for Boscobel over to the right side and Kenna Wallen. Wallen to Aubrey Seep. Seep back to the near side and Bomeister. Boscobel working around the Richland Center zone, which has been successful. At 2-3 zone, they push it out a little bit deeper into the lane. A foul is called as Boscobel got inside the toaster there, and the foul is called on Reagan Shep, her first of the game. And the Bulldogs will put it in play. Boscobel looking for a cutter. They'll bring it in to Johnson. Kylie hands off. Seep on the near side, backs off behind the back dribble, slips it off to the baseline. And now Boscobel reverses it around to the far side. Traveling is going to be called on Johnson as she caught the ball and made a quick move. It will go back now to the Hornets. They'll score in the ball game here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets with the ball. They'll bring it across half court. Gander, near side, handing it off to Schultz. And inside to Burns. She'll drive and score. First basket belongs to Kylie Burns. And it is 2-0 Richland Center. Hornets back on the defense. Boscobel setting it up. Seep dumps it off. Three-point try. Boscobel won't go by Wallen. And now on the near side, the Bulldogs work it on the pass from Johnson into Bomeister. Shot is on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Reagan Shep and the Hornets. Richland Center will motor the other way now, setting it up against Boscobel's matchup defense. Pass goes to Shep. Now down to Gander in a double dribble call. And the pass will be in the hands of Boscobel once again. Richland Center with a game against rival River Valley on Thursday night. And a week from tomorrow, the tournament begins for girls basketball. Pass goes to the right side. Boscobel throws it away. Picked off now by Meaden. Carly bringing it. 3-on-3. Trying to dump it low. Nice steal by Boscobel's Kylie Johnson. And she'll take it the other way now. Avery Updike runs it across the half-court line. Motors toward the free throw line and is fouled. That's the Hornets' second foul, and that'll be whistled on Carly Meaden, which will be her first, team's second. A rather spirited student section in the stands tonight for Richland Center. Coming on a Monday night, lots of school spirit. Pass goes out to Kenna Wallen. Wallen back to the left side and Johnson to the corner. The Bulldogs march back with it. They throw high post. Updike around the wheel to the right side. Pass goes back to Wallen. Left side down to the baseline. Updike. Updike on a drive. Throws it away. Picked off by the Hornets. Stolen away by J.C. Gander. Meaden up the sideline. Gives to nice move by Schultz. She'll drive baseline. Shot is on the way. No good. Put back. No good. Foul called on the play. So going to the free throw line now, it's actually going to be Kylie Burns who got the rebound on the miss by Jory Schultz and the putback. Foul is called on Kylie Johnson, her first, Boscobel's first. And Burns misses a free throw. Something she didn't do very often in the game against Viroqua. Three at the end to win it in overtime. Free on the way, free throw on the way, no good. And this one is rebounded by Boscobel. Aubrey Seep takes it across half court, takes it to the right side, and now we'll set it up. Seep moves, grooves it off now to Johnson. Kylie, cross court now, bounce feed to Seep. Boscobel thinking about a deep one. Wallen backs off, now drives to the baseline. Is double-teamed and cut off, needs to get rid of it, throws it in the hands of Kylie Burns, and the Hornets get a stop. 2-0, Richland Center leads. Just under 15 minutes remaining in the first half. RC sets it up. Shep in the corner. Down low. They'll kick it out. Three on the way. And no good for Gander. And the ball bounces off of the Hornets and out of bounds. Boscobel basketball. Lots of youth players in their orange uniforms tonight, or orange shirts will be on display. It'll be a little longer halftime tonight. Possibly up to 14 minutes because they'll be showing their stuff, their skills, scrimmage a little bit. Boscobel with the ball. Bellmeister throws it into the hands of Carly Meaden, who takes it away. Meaden wrestles it, now drives, throws it to the baseline. Jumper on the way, and no good for Burns. Foot four, rebound by Boscobel. Updike is going the other way, and Seep drives and scores. Aubrey Seep. Boscobel showing some of their cross-country skills, which they certainly have a history in that. 2-2, good speed up the floor, and the Hornets have the basketball. Down to the baseline, around the wheel it goes. Reagan Shep throws it low. Meaden posts up. Sure, her shot is no good, but a foul called on Boscobel. Foul is called at number four, Avery Updike. Fouls are even at two. And the shooter will be Carly Meaden. Seems like we were just here in the booth, and I guess we were, for conference wrestling. Left about 48 hours ago, I guess. Free throw is no good. Hornets 0 for 3 so far from the free throw line. Boscobel brings Addison Rounds into the game. Second free throw now for Carly Meaden in the air and good. So the Hornets take the lead at 3-2 over Boscobel. 13:48 remaining here in first half action. And the Bulldogs work into the free throw line. Good passing down to the baseline. Taken there by Izzy Child. Throw to Rounds. Inside shot, no good. Rebound by Shep. And the outlet pass now for Meaden. Carly will run it across the half-court line. Slips it over to Reagan Shep on the left wing. Shep on a drive. Nothing there. Throws it to Gander. Gander in the lane. Throws to the baseline. And a foul on the floor called. Meaden hit the shot. Foul is called on the Bulldogs. That's their third, and it's the second foul, unfortunately, for Boscobel on Avery Updike. So she will come out. Kylie Johnson returns to the Bulldogs lineup. Pass comes in play. Shep, Gander. Now Meaden, back to Gander. Three from the right wing. Good for the Hornets. J.C. Gander tickles the twine with that one. 6-2. Hornets, Boscobel with a basketball. Down to the baseline. Fires it off to the top of the circle. Three on the way. Boscobel answers. Kylie Johnson makes it a 6-5 ball game. And in the backcourt, a foul is called on the Bulldogs. That'll be marked against Aubrey Seep, which will be her first. Coach Eric Kinney, veteran coach, coached at Ithaca as a JV and then a varsity coach. Now has coached in middle school at Boscobel and the varsity as well. Pass comes to the baseline. Shep throws it in the hands of the Bulldogs, and they have it knocked away and out of bounds. It will be Boscobel basketball. Oh, the stories that Coach Kinney can tell and will tell as well. We had a good time chatting before the game tonight. Pass comes in play, and it's going to be Rounds. The Bulldogs will set it up, and now it's knocked out of bounds. So defended well by the Hornets, protecting the house. And the Bulldogs will start it in play. 6-5 ball game score. Bulldogs pass it in. It's caught here on the near side by Johnson. Kick to the right wing. Shot on the way won't stay for Bowmeister. And Shep goes down and called for traveling after getting the rebound. Can't hold her balance, and it will be Boscobel basketball. So the Bulldogs whip it in the lane, putting it on the floor, and Johnson can't hang on. It's going to be taken and picked up on the other side by Jory Schultz, and the Hornets run with it. Down to Gander. Shep on the left wing. Throws to Burns at the high post. Burns for Meaden, cutting back door. Shot on the way, won't stay. Rebound, no, but a foul call. Foul on Boscobel, which will be the team's fifth already. Foul is on number 24, Izzy Childs. The Hornets with just two fouls so far called. Carly Meaden, one of two from the line. Free throw number one is good. That makes it 7-5. Second free throw now. This one in the air, and that one is good. Nice job. That'll make it a three-point Richland Center lead. 8-5 ball game score here at the Fieldhouse tonight. Boscobel Bulldog basketball. Aubrey Seep gives it left side. Baumeister Seep to the right wing. Three try on the way, and no good for Johnson. Rebound by Shep, and she is fouled on the baseline. That'll be the sixth foul called on the Bulldogs already. And that's on Aubrey Seep, so she has two fouls. Coming into the game, Kenna Wallen for the Bulldogs. No backcourt pressure from the Bulldogs, and Richland Center will have the ball, leading 8-5. Meaden accelerates down deep. Tough shot in the lane. Goes! Carly Meaden hit the accelerator and crashed through for a 10-5 Richland Center lead. Kenna Wallen throws it now inside to Addison Rounds. Kicks it out. Rounds free throw line in traffic. Shot won't go. Rebound Bulldogs, and it's stuck between the rim and the backboard on the putback. Need somebody to jump up there and get it. Max Gunlock? No, he's asking for a basketball to do it. So they'll pop it loose. Foul is whistled on Richland Center's Jory Schultz, her first, team's third. Free throw in the air, and that one is good for the Bulldogs. Kylie Johnson now with 4 points. That makes it 10-6. Second free throw on the rim, and it walks in. 10-7, three-point game for the Hornets. A lead with 11.5 remaining in the first half. Meaden drives, throws, left side, poked away out of bounds off of Kenna Wallen. It will be Richland Center basketball. So they'll try again. Pass comes in play. Shep just near the Hornet emblem throws it to Gander. Gander down to the baseline is cut off. Takes a shot in traffic. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Izzy Childs and the Bulldogs. Outlet pass now for Baumeister. Up along the sideline, knocked out of bounds by Meaden into the stands. So Boscobel will have the ball on the near side. Billy T, Silly Billy, on the scoreboard tonight. Very talented Bill Twining. Help it out. Ball comes in play for the Bulldogs. Down to the corner. Nothing there, and then knocked away by Meaden and out of bounds. And a foul called. That'll be on Carly Meaden, and that is her second. For the Hornets, their fourth. 10-7 Richland Center, 11 minutes remaining here in the first half. Pass goes to the right side for the Bulldogs. Kenna Wallen, now they'll work it to Rounds. Back to the left, Johnson. Bounce feed, far side, three-pointer. Boscobel, no good for Wallen. And the rebound pulled out of there by Kylie Burns. Burns brings it up near half court. Slips it across. Caught here by Schultz. Jory back to the left side, Meaden. Meaden back to Jory. Jory on the wing. Throws it left side. Gander, Shep. Now Burns drives baseline, backing in. Throws now to Gander. Three on the way. Won't go and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. In the game for the Bulldogs, Anna Bailey for Boscobel. She'll be in the middle on defense, and on offense, they're running a 2-1-2 currently. She's at the free throw line as Baumeister throws it left side down to the baseline. They'll try to work it inside to Bailey, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. So Richland Center with the basketball into the game. Avery Updike for Boscobel. Pass comes in play for the Hornets, 10-7. They're in the lead here, just over 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Kylie Burns on the right wing, left wing Shep. Shep throws it to the far side. Meaden and Gander back to Carly. She'll move in the lane and lost the handle. She's going to be called for traveling. Passing lane kind of shut down, and then she made a little bit of an extra juke, and it goes back the other way. It'll come back into the hands of the Boscobel Bulldogs. Boscobel across the half-court line. They're working it. Overload on the far side. Now on a drive, tough shot is on the way. Foul called as Kylie Burns tried to get a block. They're going to get her for a foul, and Kenna Wallen is going to the free throw line for the Bulldogs. Fifth Hornet foul. That's the first on Kylie. And with 9:41 remaining here in this first half, Boscobel will shoot a free throw in the air and no good. Wallen will get one more. Gets the ball from the official and will take another shot. This one in the air, and it is good. So Kenna Wallen makes it a two-point game, 10-8 Richland Center. Carly Meaden across half court. Near side, here's Burns for three, and it won't go. Rebound off of the Bulldogs. It will be Richland Center basketball. I was busy before the game. Didn't get a chance to sample the big cookies here at RCHS, but they are all the rage. I think they sold some of them during the wrestling tournament. Here's a quick inbound. Burns, turnaround 15-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Childs and the Bulldogs. Outlet pass now for Kylie Johnson. Johnson leaves it off for Wallen. Kenna back to the left side, Updike, and now near side, three-pointer on the way, and good for Anna Bailey. Some offense off of Eric Kinney's bench, and Boscobel leads. 11-10 the score. Ball up the sideline, Schultz to the baseline, throws it inside, out of bounds off of the Hornets. It'll belong to Boscobel. Timeout taken by Coach Jeremy Cooey. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. 11-10 Boscobel on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
When your vehicle needs service, Arneson Service and Repair is the place to call. With parts backed by a nationwide warranty, they handle it all. From automotive repairs and tire sales to light and heavy-duty towing, plus farm equipment repairs, including hydraulic hoses. Need welding or metal fabricating? They've got you covered there, too. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Arneson Service and Repair, Rural Hill Point.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, a few school districts in the area with delays tomorrow. I'm not surprised with that dangerous wind chill out there. We'll be giving you more of the list here in a little bit. We're underway now. Boscobel with a basketball, and the Bulldogs set it up. Three-pointer on the way. No good for Anna Bailey. Put back up, and good by Kylie Johnson. And Boscobel adds to its lead, 13-10 ball game score. Thank you for joining us for Area Girls Basketball tonight, courtesy of the Sports Boosters. Carly Meaden with a basketball on the near side. Fires to Burns. Three on the way. No good. Rebound low by Schultz. Jory drives all the way out. They're going to call her for a double dribble. So it's back on the other side for Boscobel. Riverdale boys beating Cassville 58-40. Henry Bray already home with his jammies with feet on and sipping his Nestle's quick. And here we go. Boscobel with the Bulldog basketball, firing off to the right side. Three on the way. Won't stay for Updike. Rebound pulled down by Kylie Burns. Burns will bring it the other way. Riverdale getting the win. Bevan Dennis with 26 tonight. Owen Blankenship with 9. Ben Enfield, 12 for Cassville. Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Burns with a 15-footer on the rim. No good for the Hornets. Rebound pulled down by Anna Bailey. She's made a difference since entering the ball game, and the Bulldogs now with the ball. They'll give it to her again. Three on the way from the wing. Good. Yeah, six-point difference. And a couple of rebounds. 16-10, Boscobel. Hornets with a basketball over to Shep. Down to the baseline, Gander. Gander back to Shep. Hornets looking for a cutter through the lane. Near side, Burns. Burns leaves it off for Meaden. Meaden back to Burns. Shot on the way for three. No good. She does a good job going after her rebound. Oh, Bailey takes it away, and the Bulldogs get the ball. 16-10, Boscobel in the lead. They'll take it down to the far side. Bounce feed now to Wallen. They're going to try a three from the corner, and it is good. Avery Updike and the Bulldogs have found the range from outside. 19-10. They've taken a 9-point lead, and they have thus scored 13. They've got 14 in a row for the Bulldogs on a big roll here, and leading helps to have three threes during that stretch. Here's a ball that's kicked and out of bounds. Nice save by Jeff Behrens. He's still got some skills. And the inbounder will be Carly Meaden. I don't know if the band directors get together for a pickup basketball game or not. Pass comes in play. Gander with a three-pointer on the way. No good. Fought for. Rebound Burns. Up. Nope. Poked away by Boscobel. And out of the fray with it is Kenna Wallen. Wallen spin move in the lane. Shot of the way won't go. Rebound by Shep. And the Hornets run the other way. Reagan Shep across half court. Down to the baseline. Pulls up. Nothing there. Fires around the wheel. Near side Gander. Three on the way. In and out. Hornets can't buy one now. Picked up by Meaden. She steps in. Shot won't go. Put back up. No good. Meaden again with a rebound attempt, and she can't get it. It's going to be Boscobel ball. Boy, the Hornets had several opportunities there and couldn't quite get it to materialize. So we'll go back the other way. Hornets on defense. They've switched defenses, matching up. Now ball goes down to the left side, and the Bulldogs setting it up back to the right corner. Three on the way. No good for Updike. Chased down on the rebound attempt here by Schultz, and she is tied up. Anna Bailey ties her up, and the arrow points to Boscobel. 5:49 remaining in the first half. 19-10 Bulldogs. Into the game for Boscobel, number 10, Maya Bomeister. And number 40, Addison Rounds. Hornet lineup will stay the same. Ball comes in play from the baseline for the Bulldogs. Caught here on the near side for a three. Look, it is in and out for Bomeister. Put back up. No good there for Rounds. And the rebound by the Hornets. Carly Meaden comes out of the pack with it. Throws it to the left side to Gander. Gander can't quite corral it. It's going to be picked up now by Wallen. Kenna Wallen heading the other way. Two on two. Wallen crosses over. It's poked away by Carly Meaden. Both teams getting their conditioning in tonight. Ball goes back the right way. Kylie Burns near side, caught by Jory Schultz. Now Meaden uses the dribble. Back to Shep on the left wing. Reagan drives to the baseline. Instead fires to Gander for a three on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Izzy Childs. Outlet pass for Avery Updike. And Updike across the timeline. Updike slips it off to Bomeister. They'll find a person back door. Shot is on the way and good for Addison Rounds. Boscobel challenging inside now. 21-10. They are in the lead and their role continues here tonight. Pass comes to the near side. Jory Schultz. Schultz pivots, gives it down to Shep. Shep on a drive, fires off to the free throw line. Kylie Burns and traveling called on the Hornets, who are a bit shook right now. So a 16-point run for the Bulldogs without a score. Libby Ruland is in for the Hornets. And so is Addie Board. Boscobel will set it up. Left side. Now back to the top of the circle. Bomeister. Bomeister gives it back to Updike. Bulldogs. Now there's one kicked by Meaden. Nice save by Steve Kolstad. Nice job. He's still got some moves. Ball comes back to the Bulldogs on the sideline. 21-10. It is the Bulldogs leading by 11 in this game. Pass goes down to the baseline. Updike with the ball. Drives. Free throw line right. Ball kicked again by Carly Meaden. Getting ready maybe for some spring soccer. Bulldogs will pass it in play again from near the table. It's in for Updike. She gets it, now kicks it back, and the ball is in her hands from Bomeister. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound pulled down by Kylie Burns and the Hornets. Down to 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Schultz takes it over to the left side and Board. Board back to the middle, and that's Burns. Hook shot in the lane goes. Nice move. Kylie Burns breaks the big Hornet drought. 21-12, the score. Boscobel with the ball. 3:40 remaining in the first half. Pass goes to Johnson. Johnson on a move. Pass back to the left side. Updike. Pass knocked away by Meaden. Carley gets the steal. Carley bringing it toward the basket. Shot on the way with the left hand. No good. Rebound board. Her shot blocked by the Bulldogs and out of bounds. It will be Richland center ball. Anna Bailey is back in for Izzy Childs. And the Bulldogs on defense. The Hornets on offense. Rulin catches the inbound. Throws it back now to Schultz. Schultz to Meaden. Meaden fires it over to the far side. Burns. Burns moves down to the baseline. Nowhere to go. Back to board. Now they'll resume. Meaden at the top. Rulin down the right wing. Libby fires it off to the left side. Now board, top of the circle. Addie throws it to Kylie. Burns down to the baseline. Moves in. Tough shot from the low post and good. Kylie Burns with two baskets in a row. And it is 21-14. 7-point game now for Boscobel's lead. It's been trimmed a little bit. Ball goes to the inside. Catching it now. It's going to be knocked away from Addison Rounds. Stolen there by Jory Schultz, and the Hornets run it the other way. Down to the baseline, it's Meaden. Lost the handle on the high dribble. Picked away now by Kylie Johnson of the Bulldogs. Brings it back to Avery Updike. And 2:25 remaining in the first half. The Bulldogs with a basketball. Top of the circle. They'll leave it off to Bowmeister. Maya with a drive. Leaves the handle, and now it's knocked away by Borg. Picked up again by Boscobel. They'll set it up. Kylie Johnson looks to the inside. Bulldogs keep it. Overload here on the near side by the Richland center bench. Bowmeister down low, moving in his Rounds. Cross court picked off by Meaden. Off to the races. Carley taking it home. Shot away, no good. Foul call. That'll be on Anna Bailey, her first. And the Bulldogs have been stuck at six fouls for a considerable amount of time. That'll be their seventh. It is a bonus throw, it looks like. Going to say she was not in the process of shooting. Reagan Shep is in for Jory Schultz. And Izzy Childs returns for the Bulldogs. So Carley Meaden at the free throw line. First one in the air, and that one is good. She hits the front end of the bonus. And she is 4-5 tonight. 21-15. The Dodgeville at Darlington game postponed until tomorrow. Viroqua Azika Steuben was postponed tonight. Meaden's free throw is good. 21-16. The Hornets now in a 6-point run. J.C. Gander returns. North Crawford has defeated Weston 92-22 this evening. As mentioned, Riverdale getting the win 58-40. Three-pointer by the Bulldogs. That is good for the Bulldogs. Making it is Avery Updike. That's her second, and that makes it 24-16. Hornet basketball, Libby Rulin with the ball. Throws it back to Reagan Shep. Ithaca boys leading Caston by a score of 24-13. Board's shot blocked by the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Marshall girls beat Wisconsin Heights 48-38. Looks like Ithaca schools delayed 2 hours tomorrow. No AM 4K. That just in. Pass comes into play, and there is a shot on the way, and good for the baseline by Kylie Burns with a driving shot. That makes it 24-18. And the band is starting to make its way back. A minute 13 remaining in the first half. Boscobel maintaining a lead. This time it's down to 6. It was 11 not too long ago. Ball knocked away. Picked up now by the Hornets. Board and company. Shep picks it up. Up to Burns. Kylie to Board on the near side. Addie on a drive, hands it back to Burns. Kylie drives down low. Hook shot from the low post is up and no good. Gets her own miss and is fouled on the shot. So the foul will be marked on number 24, Izzy Childs, her second. And Richland Center will shoot two free throws with 47.9 on the clock. This one in the air, and that is good. The youth girls getting ready to play. Lots of moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas here with their phones ready to go. This one in the air, and that one is good. Kylie Burns, 2 of 4 tonight. That makes it a four-point game. 24-20, Boscobel. 45 seconds remaining in the half. The Bulldogs' Avery Updike leaves it off now to Maya Baumeister. Baumeister, near side, there's a three-pointer on the rim. Wouldn't stay.